Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. At this initiation ceremony, it's a good opportunity to reflect on the immense and overpowering might of the material energy. All around you, you see the power of nature driving all the activities of all living creatures as they eat, sleep, mate, defend, carry on their life through the various biological cycles. And of course, we know how the human mind is so much affected by physiology. So what makes us think that we as Krishna Bhaktas can withstand the power of the material energy? Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Daivyesha Gunamayi Mamamaya Jarabhaya. Krishna tells us quite clearly that material nature is insurmountable, practically speaking, except for one loophole. For those who surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna means doing things Krishna's way. That's all. Surrender to Krishna doesn't mean that he's going to mug you. It means that you accept his plan. And once you do that, you can conquer over the unconquerable material nature. Otherwise, the power of material nature is so vast. We're like tiny little minnows, little tiny fish in a huge ocean. And we think we are the doers, we are the masters, we are the controllers. By formally connecting to the disciplic succession, to the parampara, you get access, formal access, to the power coming down through Lord Krishna. It's Krishna's own desire that devotees link to him through devotees. When Krishna and Balaram finished with their business in Mathura of killing King Kamsa and his wrestlers, and after they approached their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, for the first time, then Krishna and Balaram approached Nanda Maharaj to send him back to Vrindavan, telling him, you have to console all the Brijvasis who are waiting there for our return. And of course, Krishna and Balaram promised that they would return. After bidding farewell to Nanda Maharaj and the elder cowherd man, Krishna and Balaram then underwent initiation. Vasudeva arranged that the priest Garga Muni would give Krishna and Balaram second initiation. And also from Garga Rishi, Krishna and Balaram took the vow of brahmacharya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-knowing. Why does he need initiation into Gayatri Mantra? Krishna, the Supreme Personality, is perfect, unlimitedly in renunciation, detachment. Why does he need to take a vow of brahmacharya? But he's showing us the proper path of human civilization, in that the birth from a mother and father is nothing unusual. Birth biologically goes on all the time in so many species of life. In fact, so many animals can produce much more creatures at childbirth than human beings can. So there's nothing special about having a mother and father. But the real birth is initiation. The formal acceptance of instructions for reviving our spiritual identity. That's the real birth. Otherwise, ordinary birth you can get in any species of life. So Krishna and Balarama are demonstrating how to perfect your human form of life. How to take up training to be able to conquer over material nature. Who thinks about a career goal as conquering material nature? Generally, people think material nature is what it is. Birth, death, disease, old age, it's just a part of life, just go with it. Make it as much success as you can. Be as happy as you can before you're annihilated. So that is not human life. Human life means to adopt the authorized process for conquering material nature. Not through engineering, not through IT, not through environmental science, but through taking Krishna's plan. That is surrender to Krishna, accepting Krishna's plan. So after Krishna and Balarama took their Gayatri Mantra and their vows of Brahmacharya from Garga Rishi, they then were enrolled by their father in the Gurukula headed by Sandipani Muni in the area known as Avantipur. And there they learned all the Vedic arts. Even though they know everything, this is their pastime of showing how to be a successful human being. Krishna and Balarama are demonstrating their Nara Leela, their human life pastimes. And while teaching us what's the proper thing to do, what's the proper way to live, they're simply enjoying. So, Sandipani Muni, upon completing his teaching, asked Krishna and Balarama for some dakshina, some service in exchange for all he had done for them. We sing every morning, yasya prasada, bhagavad prasada, yasya prasada, by pleasing the spiritual master, one makes spiritual advancement. By displeasing the spiritual master, one's spiritual progress is obstructed. So Sandipani Muni gave Krishna and Balarama a chance to please him. He asked, I have a son who died. He was at the beach and he was taken away by the ocean. Can you get my son back? Not an outrageous request. If you understand that Krishna and Balarama are the Supreme Personalities of Godhead. So Krishna and Balarama went to the shore of the ocean and they requested the personality in charge of the ocean, please return Sandipani Muni's son. Now you see, Krishna actually knew that the son wasn't there in the ocean, but still, he's going through his Naralila enjoying. It's like when you're searching for something, playing a game, and you're searching for something. So Krishna's enjoying searching, even though he knew the sun is not there in the ocean. Hearing Krishna's request, the ocean personified replied that there was a demon, Panchajana, who had taken the boy. The boy was no longer in the ocean. Krishna, in any case, found that demon in the ocean and dispatched him. And there was a valuable conch associated with that demon. So, where to look next for the son of Sandipani Muni? Krishna found out that the boy had been taken to the court of Yamaraj. So Krishna went to the court of Yamaraj. And Yamaraj, of course, was ecstatic to see Krishna. Yamaraj has to see so many sinful persons. And now he has a chance to see Krishna face to face. So Yamaraj gave back the boy. And Krishna returned him to his father, Sanjivani. And then what did Krishna and Balaram do next? It's very, very memorable and exemplary, of course. They asked Sandipani Muni, is there anything else we can do for you? Now, if you were a parent who had just lost your son through drowning, and someone brought your son back from death, you'd think of... You couldn't think of anything more to ask for, especially if you're a mother. But Krishna and Balaram, showing how to be ideal disciples in the simple succession, they said, anything else we can do for you? Although they had already done the impossible, they're asking, is there anything else? Any other service we can do? This is the mood of a real disciple. Always eager to render more service, not thinking, well, I've done so much for you, Gurudev. No, the disciple thinks that his or her debt is never paid back. So Krishna and Balaram are demonstrating that. Is there anything more we can do for you? And what was Sanjivani Muni's reply? Such a beautiful reply. His reply was, just by having wonderful disciples like you, all my desires are fulfilled. Just by having disciples of your caliber, I'm fully satisfied. I have nothing more to ask for. So this is the standard that we want to aspire for. This is the level of servitude that we want to desire. And the way that we can make firm progress to being ideal servants of Krishna is by taking shelter of the holy name. Let's get into the habit of judging our life, judging our success in our life by how we're hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. It's not about simply how the boss at work is thinking of you. It's not about how society may be respecting you or not. It's not even about how your family members may be reciprocating with you at the present moment. Those things are all subordinate ingredients of life. But the main current of life is always about how is my chanting. I'm as good as my chanting, nothing more, nothing less. And we're following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction for the holy name, no raga for Krishna Nam. What is spoiling our attraction for the holy name are the 10 offenses. So therefore at initiation yogas we stress the effort to chant Hare Krishna without offense. Don't worry that that effort consumes your whole life. Don't worry that it becomes the topmost concern on your mind. That's the sign of success, that you're concerned about how to be sensitive to Krishna. That sensitivity to Krishna begins and ends with sensitivity to hearing Krishna's name. Through the Harinam Diksha, one gets formal access to the holy name. Although the holy name doesn't wait for initiation to act, nevertheless, we need all the help we can get. So why not formalize our status as Krishna's devotee? To show him that we care enough to be committed and to make vows, to promise. So we'll call up the initiates. Very dedicated teacher of bhakti. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he has acquired a taste for giving bhakti to others. That indeed indicates, that taste, that enthusiasm indicates the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, we can go deeper and deeper. Make those blessings more and more. Remembering Krishna and Balaram's response when they returned to Sandipani Muni's son. Is there anything more you'd like us to do? So a real devotee never thinks, I've done enough. We're very happy with Hare Krishna. Dedication to teaching the science of Krishna. We hope that he will become more and more involved in guiding others to advance in spiritual life. And he's assisted by his very good wife. So together, let us pray that they become a powerful team for distributing Lord Chaitanya's mercy. What are the four rules?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling.
And what to do in the day?
Chant minimum of 16 rounds daily.
Your name is Gauramandala Das. No! Also refer to the physical, geographic circle of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Generally, for most men, they're not effective unless they have a good wife.
For most men, not all.
So, very happy that Gormandal Prabhu has such a nice wife who's always inspiring him in devotional service rather than material acquisition. So together, they make a powerful team. What are the four rules?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. To chant minimum of 16 rounds every day on japa days.
Your name is Brajamandal Devidas. Kirtan is not just some empty religious ritual. It is the way given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for developing ecstatic love of Krishna. So don't think the dancing is just some kind of material expression. The dancing is, of course, is always accompanied by vigorous chanting. We should be careful not to get so caught up in our fancy dancing formations that we forget to cry out from the heart Krishna's name. What are the four rules?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling.
What to do every day?
I would chant minimum 16 rounds daily.
Your name is Jai Jagannath Das.